The caption on television monitor says, misses next match. As if that matters. Right, another change for Germany.
Kessling.
Yeah. A striker. Well, I don't know. Who do you bring off? Podolski?
I don't know. I think you might take Ursel off.
Schweinsteiger for Germany. This is painful to commentate on. Germany are finishing this game so superior to England. Into Katira. Schweinsteiger again in the centre circle. Schweinsteiger plays it casually with the outside of his right foot accurately to Podolski. Into Ozil. There are more goals for Germany here if they want them. Schweinsteiger back to Boateng. Boateng now to Podolski. Boateng again. Podolski. Goodness gracious, Joe Cole was late there and the referee saw it. Podolski to Ozil. Johnson in with a challenge. That's a fair one inside of play. And I think the Uruguayan referee just having a very quiet word with Joe Cole. It is indeed Ozil who's coming off.
Yeah.
And Kaisling coming on.
Well, Ozil for me started the first 20 minutes. He looked very nervous, lost the ball. But he's always an influence over this team play. He links the play up ever so well. Very good player and a big, big future in the game.
Well, Capello may as well send on Beckham in his suit for all the difference it will make. England 1, Germany 4 on 5 live. 7 minutes to go. Germany throw in. Cleared by Johnson, out of play. And another throw to Germany, Boateng to take it. Why are you looking at my stopwatch, hoping that it's rushing towards the 45 minutes?
Yeah, because I think Germany's going to score again.
Oh. Here's Ashley Cole on the far side of the field. Upson's behind him. Cole's under pressure, loses the ball. That's terrible. Here's Kaisling. And then England forced it that Barry made an interception and gets it back to David James.
Ashley Cole losing the ball far too easy. Well, it's just summed England up. I know people might say, we'll go about Lampard's goal, rightly so. It was a goal. But I've got to say, the best team's winning.
The number to call to join in 606 0500 99 693. Podolski, great ball into Kaisling. Back to Schweinsteiger in the centre circle. Schweinsteiger just runs away casually from Barry. Finds Boateng, then Boateng's pass was behind Podolski. Here's Lampard to Gerrard. There has to be considerable thought given to what England do after this shambles of a World Cup. We'd won decent display against Slovenia, semi-decent, but remember the standard of the opposition, not the highest. And ultimately, whatever the grumbles about Lampard's quote non-goal, we end up being outplayed by Germany. My optimism before the game totally misplaced. Blind faith. Here's Khedira. Khedira now to Schweinsteiger. And on to Podolski. Back to Boateng. A little over 5 minutes to go. It's hit upfield. Upson was back there and the ball runs through to James. Mick Jagger, as Mike was saying, watching on. He was watching on last night in Rustenburg, USA and Ghana.
He doesn't bring any team much luck, does he?
Now here's Kaisling. Stay away, making future. Kaisling, a yard outside the penalty area. Not a good ball to Tarkowski. Tarkowski still gets there. Beats Ashley Cole easily on the inside. Up to the edge of the penalty area. The pass back, allowed by Schweinsteiger to reach Khedira. Now it's Lahm on the far side of the field. Germany leading 4-1. Wright Phillips will be coming on shortly for England. What difference will that make? What's the point? Schweinsteiger on the far side of the field. Back to the centre circle. To Friedrich. Friedrich plays that forward like the most cultured of midfield players. To the left side of Podolski, who exchanges passes with Boateng. And then he threads it towards Kaisling, intercepted by John Terry. John Terry has the ball again inside the penalty area. Back it goes to David James. And we've got 4.5 minutes to go before the added insult of added time.
I can't believe what I'm saying. I think Germany's a very good set. I've got to say, I said before, but England, since they went four down, they've chucked it. They've never even put them under any pressure. They've never had a goal. Gerrard's had a shot, which was a great save. Apart from that, Germany must have had, last 10 minutes, they must have had 80% of the possession. They've got it again.
Well, they've never gone more than 20 years between winning World Cups, Germany. They won in 1990. Who knows? Here's Gomez forward. Gomez steps on the ball inadvertently. Picked up by Khedira. This is shocking from England. And finally, the flag's up for offside to relieve the pain.
Glenn Johnson.
Here comes Wright Phillips for Glenn Johnson. I think probably they're thinking that actually Johnson's only his left thigh. He's trotting off injured.
I think that's where he's been turned off Podolski that many times.
Oh dear. Oh dearie dearie. England 1, Germany 4.
We know what we'll do, Alan. After this, we'll go home and we'll say, we'll try and say the linesman got it all wrong with a goal, which he did, and that'll be it. And we'll say, right, what are we going to do? And in 4 years' time, we'll be saying exactly the same thing, and we'll be going through the same agony as usual.
Except this time we don't even have the quarterfinals, Chris.
We're not good enough. Why do people always build us up into this wonder team? We're not.
It's a media thing. It is definitely a media-driven thing. And the players are indulgent. They like it as well. They talk themselves up. We haven't come to South Africa to do well. We've come here to win it.
Yeah, good luck.
Oh, dear. Schweinsteiger. I still don't think this German team will win it.
Look, they've got... On the day they started, they've had five players from under-21s. How many under-21s will we have in this team?
Here's Rooney, who's had a shocking World Cup. And it's tackled easily, loses the ball. At least it's a corner. Well, you know, I hope nobody starts building up Wayne Rooney again next season. After this, Rooney himself's going to take the corner. Short to Gerrard. Gerrard, edge of the penalty area. Onto Rooney, into the penalty area. And Rooney shoots it goal. Blocked. Attempted. Shot at goal by Barry. It's blocked too, behind for another corner.
Well, Germany just switched off here. They let England do what they want. It was like saying, go and score if you want, and we still didn't.
What was Wayne Rooney doing taking the corner in the first place? Now it's Gerrard to take it from the right side. Lots of red shirts in the German penalty. And Rooney just wafted his right foot at the ball and said, oh, it doesn't matter. And he caught it with the outside of his right foot. It looked in the air and was caught by Neuer.
System. And we'll not. And we'll be saying the same thing in the Euros, and we'll be saying the same thing in Brazil.
Khedira on to Schweinsteiger, and Schweinsteiger runs away from Barry. He's approaching the penalty. It's a great run by Schweinsteiger. He's got Podolski to his left. The pass hit right Phillips, still reached Podolski. Back to Schweinsteiger. It's still a chance for 5-1 here for Germany. Back to Khedira, and thankfully Khedira turns away from goal initially. Now it's to Boateng on the near side of the field. Schweinsteiger once more. Schweinsteiger rolling the ball under his right foot.
He's been quality, hasn't he? I mean, he's a right-sided midfielder, converted to centre, and he's ran the game.
Finally, he's tackled.
He's offside.
Oh, he's offside.
He's absolutely ran the game with a bad hamstring.
And that, at least that means it's an England free kick, and with only 7 seconds to go of added time, at least we're not going to lose by 5-1. Ashley Cole on the far side of the field. The Uruguayan referee blows his whistle. England's World Cup is over. It's finished in a dreadful defeat to Germany. Absolutely shocking. England 1, Germany 4.
Well, I've got to say, it's totally embarrassing. I think, you know, Germany dominated the first 35 minutes. England came back. Yeah, it could have been 2-2 half-time, but let's be honest, Germany ran the game from the off. Second half, first 10 minutes, England had a goal. Apart from that, so that's 20 minutes for me in the game. England competed and looked like we're going to get something. But Germany, far better team, technically, tactically, absolutely hammered with.
Painful. 6:06 to come.
I don't think you'll be short of callers, Alan. I don't think they'll be in a good mood. I think you might have a... If they were bowlers, I think they'll be getting it around your chin. They'll be smelling the leather, a little bit of chin music, to use a cricketing analogy. England's biggest ever World Cup defeat. So Alan coming along with 6:06 shortly, 0500 909 693. Get your text into 018-5058. Let me just give you a couple of tweets which have been sent me. Heskey brought on, says Steve Philpotnick, when we needed to score. Comedy defending. Capello given huge contract just prior to the World Cup. Discuss. Richard Foster says, when things stop working properly, you have a factory reset switch to start all over again. Time to flick that switch. A. Blankley says it's all down to the players. The manager shouldn't be used as an excuse. Toby says, will English football from bottom up take a look in the mirror? I'm not holding my breath. And Big Stu says, simple truth is, we don't have depth of quality at international level. Fact has been masked by success at club level recently. Talking of masking or not, and we'll talk about this, Chris and Graham and myself, when we're back at our little lodge in an hour's time. We must not allow the Lampard phantom goal to obscure the paucity, not just of that performance, but this World Cup, the previous World Cup, which was awful, and the Euros, which, don't forget, England didn't even qualify for. So it's been 4 years of this.
Yes, it has. And I think you're absolutely right to say it was a goal. It would have made it 2-2, and who knows how the game would have transpired then. But that is not the point. We have lost 4-1. We've been easily beaten at the end, because at 2-1 at half-time, you're still in the game, and you can come into it. But it's something that has happened. If you look at our record since 1950, when we entered the World Cup, in 1930, we were even too arrogant to enter it. And in 1950, we lose the stakes. Look at our record since then at World Cup level. It is poor, very, very poor. And yet, you know, we go on and on, as Chris was saying that. My own particular view is that, you know, I go back to things like the centre at Burton, the change in terms of making sure that the international team is a priority, the development of players. I think it is so, so important. And we've lost our way. I say we've lost our way, not that we've really ever had it. Yes, we won the World Cup in 66, but since then, we learned nothing from that victory at all. And all of the countries, you see them coming on, and you see the way that they play, and they're miles ahead of us at international level.
Do you fear, Graham, that the way that football is set up in our country is actually saying, not out loud, but in a little sotto voce whisper, we don't really care about the national team, all we care about is domestic football, is about club football, and if the national team can do well, then that's terrific, but we are not going to put the emphasis on that. Do you feel that's the way that the game's set up in our country, actually that's what it says?
There is a little bit of that, of course. You know, we all become England supporters when there's no club football, but having said that, looking round the stadium, looking round this, seeing all of the flag, to many, many people, they care about the country's football results. But somewhere along the line, the authority of the FA has gone. When I say it's gone, it's almost totally gone. It is a club situation that we look at all of the time. But on the same basis as well, you have, you know, Chris went across, he went to Marseille, he's seen things that, you know, I didn't see. But what I did know is when I became the international manager, of course my record, we did not qualify. But I learned enough about that to know that if we just keep playing a 4-4-2 formation, we are never going to win the World Cup.
What Graham says, Chris, about the flags around the ground.